Episode 2 of Eric and Willa's House of Fun. We're here again, Willa.
Yes, it is crack to the future.
Go Loud said we did an okay job on our first episode. And by the way, thanks to everybody who commented and gave us great feedback. We're very delighted that you are all listening. Thank you. Thanks.
So Abel. Delighted.
Follow Eric and Willa's House of Fun on the Go Loud app or wherever you listen. Share this episode with your friends and your family.
Bonus points for good reviews. It all helps us because the algorithm is a dancer. Every Monday, we are going to come out with a nostalgic episode. So we're going to look back. And it's not back to the future, Willa. It's more...
crack to the future.
I see what you did there, hombre.
There you go. What's nostalgic? It's a new aftershave by Calvin Klein.
Do you want me to mansplain it?
That's actually a good name for an aftershave, isn't it?
Nostalgic.
Nostalgic, yeah. I remember I had a mate of mine who used to say, you wear all that fancy aftershave, that Tommy Heffernan. That's what he said, Tommy Heffernan. Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah, you know what I mean.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
I used to wear John Paul Negotiate.
So we poured out a couple of questions on Instagram during the week, asking for people's memories of nightclubs.
Yeah, and if you're not on their Instagram handle, it is Eric.
Eric and Willa's House of Fun.
Yes, just to let you know that.
Just search for it and you'll find it. And add yourself to it, add your friends to it. Follow us, like, subscribe, review. It all helps with the algorithm as a dancer.
Yeah, and if you have a good news story and you want to add that to the Instagram page, feel free, go ahead.
Our email address is in the bio on the Instagram page.
In the bio?
In the bio!
And the bio originated from Cork, just to let everyone know.
Bio!
Are you getting on, bio?
So, we asked people about nightclubs, Willa. The dying art and institutions that are nightclubs. There are not that many of them around anymore. But we certainly put the cat amongst the pigeons and a lot of people come back with a lot of great memories of nightclubs.
We certainly did, Eric. So, we asked about your favourite nightclubs. Now, some people just left names of the nightclubs.
No, what we asked was, your favourite nightclubs and your memories of them, and people just came back with names.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, no, come here, we had a lot of stuff back from people that are now hopefully listening to what, and we're going to read out some of the comments and we're going to go through some of the nightclubs and the areas that you were from and some of the stuff that happened there.
And we hope it brings nice memories for you.
Yeah.
So, who was that first one that you got in there, lovely girl?
I got a lovely message off a lady on Instagram.
And it's also one of the most iconic nightclubs that Dublin has ever had.
Yeah, and this is from Yvonne O'Toole.
So yep,
said
Yvonne.
To her, come here, we're working on something. I need your input. Tell us about the nightclubs from back in the day and what you remember. And Yvonne kindly wrote a book, and here's the book here, and it went 100% rumours, she said. So for
rumors.
Those of you that don't know,
rumours is like, what's the...
It started in O'Connell Street and then it walked its way down to Cork. Hey, no, I'm on a job.
Rumours was the nightclub in the heart of town, right beside the Gresham.
Right beside the Gresham, yeah.
Go on, read Rex away.
Yeah, so Yvonne goes, 100% rumours, she says. She said, you go into Magnum's first, the back bar beside the swinging basket chair. She went, Tuesday was free into Rumours before 11, so there'd be a mass exodus at 10:50 p.m. The early days bar girls were in pink bunny outfits.
Oh.
They were all serving the VIP area when Ireland had a really good football.
Oh, yeah.
So the Irish football team would be in there,
Jackie
and the
Jeremy.
Celebs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, whoever would be a celebrity at the
time. Gay Bourne.
You get a ticket for a curry, right? So you got a chicken curry in these nightclubs.
And that's,
we know.
That's a recurring team with the nightclubs.
Yeah, so a lot of places, when you put in your coke, they gave you a ticket.
Yeah.
And then the ticket got you either chicken and chips.
Or a burger and chips. But the reason for that is you'd only get a nightclub license, if you served food. So after 12 o'clock, they'd have to serve food. And that was the reason. So anyway, go on.
Yeah, and then if you went Tuesdays, that was Mickey Money Day, right? Wednesdays, it was Ladies' Nights Free. So you got in for nothing. Friday and Saturday was mad busy and it was a great night. And one of the doormen's worked for Brennan's Bread.
Today's bread.
Today's bread today.
And she remembers, Yvonne said she remembers coming home one night with a hot sliced pan. I don't know what that's metaphor for, but... obviously something happened between her and the bread man. He was using his loaf that night. And then you'd be going into Abracababra on the corner of Parnell Street, and the queue, it'd be up the wall, and you'd only have barely enough money for a few chips. You'd be asking the bloke behind the counter if he took butter vouchers.
Actually, I mean, so she had a slice pan, she was getting chips and she was getting butter vouchers.
She liked a bit of grub, Yvonne, yeah.
Chips
a bit of grub, yeah.
Yvonne, thank you so much. You evoked so many great memories there for us. Like, that was the thing, the whole thing about nightclubs back in the day was, like, even the drinks, like, you remember before? Furstenberg was a lager back in the day. I don't know where it is now.
And they tried the drink after that. They called it Secondenberg.
Yeah. And last ever Borg. And then the shorts, remember the Pernod and Black, the Sooty and Red. Now, I'm sure you can still get them, but they were the drink of choice amongst a lot of young people around the time.
Yeah, look, you'd never see anyone going into a pub nowadays and asking for a Pernod and Black.
No, I know. That's what I mean. And it just tastes like licorice.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Make you violently ill, though, as well. Sooty and Red, I liked. It was very palatable. Very, very, very agreeable with my palate, it was.
Was it?
Sooty and Red, yeah. I liked the old Sooty and Red.
Yeah, I actually liked the Sooty and Red myself, now, to be honest with you.
And then there was the Sticky Floors, which Yvonne had mentioned. There was the drink concessions. There was entry concessions, like free before midnight, which Yvonne mentioned. With hot promo girls going around the pubs. Plastic rose cellars, will I?
Oh, stop. And come here, if you dropped your rose on the carpet, it'd stick to it. You probably couldn't get it back up.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be able to get it off the floor.
Look, if you stood on a carpet in the one spot for long enough in some of them nightclubs, it was like a bleeding Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
No, them yolks.
Start going down to the ground.
No, you know the yolks that they used to route the strips for the flyers?
Yeah.
Used to hang out of shops and all that. Yeah. And you'd be just stuck on it.
Yeah, and you'd the cleaners not sweeping up around you and you're stood there still.
We won't.
You'd have to get out of your shoes.
Yeah, you wouldn't you wouldn't want to be asking what was in that stickiness.
Buying a photo keyring of you and your pals, absolutely bananas drunk to keep forever looking like a state but young.
But when you think about it, Eric, as well, there was actual cameras.
Yes.
Like people brought in the cameras.
And then waited
and
a week.
You rolled the click. If you come here, if you were flashing the Kodak one. Do you remember the flashes
the
that you
Polaroid.
Had the boy?
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
you
yeah,
clicked
yeah,
on
yeah.
The top.
The big bulbs.
Yeah, do you remember them?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
There was no deleting it there and then and taking it.
Oh.
So come here, with a few gargles on you, you can imagine dropping in that camera into a chemist and then going back, going in cagedly,
I think they're mine, yeah.
And you'd be lucky out of 12 or 24 films that two or three of them are decent photographs.
Yeah, yeah. And there was no pictures
in the backs of someone's head or something like
no
that.
No pictures of your Mickey or nothing.
Your dinner.
Yeah.
Can you imagine years ago going in to leave thing and having six photographs of what you ate that week? They'd seriously call a psychiatrist.
I know, yeah, something wrong with that fella.
Yeah, get around to him. Or if you all go flash past with six different dinners.
Chatting up the bouncers as back then. Actually, that's a good point. This girl said, chatting up the bouncers back then, they were the only ones who went to the gym. You know what I mean? These days, everyone goes to the gym. But back then, the only people who went to the gym were bouncers, and it showed.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it ripped. It did indeed. And here, the gas thing about it as well, getting someone's house phone number.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be ringing them, praying that I used to do it. Look, I'd ring up an old girlfriend and I'd have the phone number. And the minute you hear the L or the L, and you just hang up. You know what I mean? Straight away. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then you'd hope then that she'd answer. You'd be going, oh, how's it going? Like, you know, wasn't it mad?
How are you doing, Mrs. Harry? Yeah. Oh, Shama, sorry.
Change your young one there.
So we get stuck into some of the other stories from our beautiful listeners. This is from Brent. Good man, Brent. You, Brent.
Great pleasure, Brent.
Lads, Talat was serious crack back in the day. Coco's, The Playhouse, and Level 4 at the Aberley. Much time are now. The only tunes now are rocking around the square doing the shopping. So the only good tunes are in the square.
Now, come here, I wouldn't be one for going to Talat, but I remember going to a cup. No, I'm saying like back in the day. Like,
it's a bit out of the way.
When you're north side, you're north side. But I do remember a couple of raves up in the embankment.
Oh,
in Talat.
And
it's still there. The building is still there, the embankment. But mother of God, I come out of there some night to me jobby in the taxi. but the Tallahatchie people knew how to have a shindig and have a rave, yeah?
What else have you got there, Willa?
Well, I've got Carl here, and Carl was on about the time in Nace.
About Nace. Time, the nightclub time.
Yeah, oh, he was. He was yeah, exactly. Well,
about
he was
the time
about
in Nace. But we're in a different time zone.
No, what I meant to say, he was on about the time in time.
Okay, right.
Yeah, when he was on about time in Nice, yeah. Going around saying to me, what time is it? It's 24 to 7.
That was before phones and watches.
The hosts had snakes. No, don't be running away with yourself. Around them, not talking about the bouncers there. And he did clarify that it was real snakes, not blokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there was the VIP area in Zinc. In Leakslip, and I had a PlayStation. PlayStations and the Cusies. The fuck were we at? Says Carl. Like, why would you even sit in a jacuzzi? Or were you playing the PlayStation? Or you couldn't be doing that while you're sitting in a jacuzzi.
No, I'd be electrocuted.
Your health and safety.
Oh, your health and safety. Not to mention the bacteria that's in the jacuzzi anyway.
Be an electrocuzzi.
The VIP area in Zinc. Like, had a PlayStation. Like, if you're on a night out, surely you're on the pull, or you're out to have a good time, you're going to have a good dance, a few drinks. Why would you want to have a game PlayStation? Unless you don't have have a PlayStation at home. We want to see what a PlayStation feels like.
Unless you're arguing with your mom, or do you have a game that you haven't, you don't have at home. So tell us about Sarah.
Sarah. Go big up to Sarah.
You up, Sarah.
The big one in Blanche was West. Then it became Heaven Nightclub. I was in that a few times. And when it was reopening, the mad owner said he wanted something big for the car park as a first impression. So he put an actual elephant in the car park. A fucking real elephant was in Blanche in the car park. Because the owner said, I want something big. He said, right, this is as big as we can get. They hired in a circus for the night to get the elephant and crocodiles for the bleeding dance floor. Literally wild carry on, but great old days.
Seriously.
Oh, Jesus. Seriously. I remember that Heaven was pretty, it was fairly flash for a nightclub. There was another one out there as well, the Buddha Bar in Blanche.
That's right, yeah, it was in the shop where the shop is.
Yeah, where the donut place is now, I think.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I used to go to
DJ Crispy Graham.
I remember Brian McFadden DJing there one night when we were over there, and we were like, there's a man out Westlife, what's he doing?
Did you?
Yeah. What's he doing?
At a wedding a couple of weeks ago, and he was sitting at the table with us.
Is he following us?
No, we don't know.
Well, I met him 20 years ago, and you met him at a wedding. Sounds like he's following us.
I bought him a drink, he didn't buy me one back.
What the dirty?
Oh.
Yeah, you know what he had? He had a double bleeding vodka and coke. Yeah.
A double. Now that's.
That's taking that's a rip.
No. Honest to God.
Oh, here. Uptown boy.
Westlife, more like low life.
Stingy bastard life. Tight life.
Ripped life. Yeah. An alien.
Alien.
Not alien.
No.
Alien. Barcode in Clontarf. I had arcade games.
What is that?
Pool tables and a very random Chinese takeaway beside the dance floor.
Everything you would want as a child going into a nightclub. Beer, drink, gaming and a Chinese.
So they're saying now kids now aren't living, because it really is when you think about it. Look, I know you've got clubs in town, but I mean the stuff, I think it would be great to revive and bring back an 80s nightclub. Somewhere where you went in, your coat was left in, you got a chicken and chips or a burger or a curry or something like that.
There's a lot, this is a new scene now as well for people of our vintage, club nights, but they're like they run from like 5 o'clock in the evening till about 10 in town now, and it's all people of our age. You know the way people, you don't want to be going to a nightclub now, you look like a creep. Yeah, real young fit fellas like myself and yourself, will I?
Yeah,
but like bouncers.
That's a great, we look like bouncers going in there.
Yeah, we're not going.
It's a growing trend now. People are nostalgic for nostalgia, basically, you know. So that was Barcode in Clontarf. I never went to Barcode. I think it was a bit too old for it.
I did. I went one night, and I've got to say, I really felt me age.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when you get a moment of clarity that you're getting old. And come here, I would have been in there, like, it would have probably been about 22 years ago.
Yeah.
So I would have been a younger man. I'd have been 33. And I went in there and I felt old.
Right, touchment.
So we've got a few from around the country. These are a few nightclub names that will give you all the feels for some of those fields that may be nausea from who you wore the face off. Well, here we go. Here are some of the names. List off the folks from there, Eric.
Sir Henry's in Cork. What a club that was.
I was in it.
I know.
Yeah, I was in it. The Vibe in Kells.
Yeah, that's where
I was never in there.
Mojo's in Mullingar.
No.
It sounds like a rapper place to go to.
It does.
You going out to Mojo's?
Yeah. Earth and Drotter, I was in there.
So was I.
I had to see Aslan playing there.
Aslan?
Yeah, they played in Earth, yeah.
You know,
or as they call it in Drotter, the Earth.
The Earth, yeah.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Grant's Nightclub or Club G in Cashel County, Tipperary. Emma remembers the sticky carpet. Ah, there's always sticky carpets, Emma. Slow sets, and the best crack was always in the outside area. I don't know what she means by that. Oh, right.
Oh,
the
Emma. Area, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sure it was.
I thought you meant the slow sets and the touchy-feely parts.
Yeah, we know what type of boys you were. Don't mind the inside of the nightclub. Emma has the crack outside. outside.
I paid 20 quid to go in, so could stand outside.
Yeah.
Slow sets, will I?
Oh, stop. What's your favourite slow set song?
Phyllis Nelson, Move Closer.
That was a great song.
Close.
What was your favourite slow song to dance?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think which one was the most successful for me.
Bonnie Tyler's All the Smokes. Do you remember the whole song?
Bit of Boys to Men.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That was a good.
It's a very difficult song to do a slow set to, because turn around and you fucking have to grab her again.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn around, grab her again. Turn around. I said turn around.
My favourite slow song was Karen White, Superwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
Karen White, Superwoman. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
You don't, Hazel. Don't pretend you know it.
No.
Because he did it in another.
Yeah. No, he's going to sing it. I know.
Steady old table.
Shy.
Make sure that your coffee has its sugar and cream.
You have an incredible memory. Like, you remember the lyrics of everything, doesn't he?
He does.
I do, yeah. I remember the lyrics of the stuff I really like.
But he won't remember to reply to a message, though. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is was another one.
Yeah.
I Want to Know What Love Is. That was a great song for the L getting the mute in.
Yeah.
We actually had a lad that sent in to us and he said that everyone used to call it the erection section.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah. especially back in that, because at the time, it would have been the mid-80s for me, Miami Vice was, and all the lads were wearing Miami Vice suits. If you had an erection, that would show.
And your sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, sleeves rolled up.
Like, you talked about that song.
Take My Breath Away was another one. Take My Breath Away.
Yeah, what a Berlin. That was out of
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Yeah, yeah. So, other nightclubs, Solar Nightclub in Navan and the Palace across the road. The Oasis in Carrickmacross at the time, the largest nightclub in Ireland. Donegal Rivas or the Abbey Hotel, Limelight in the Glen Tees, Pulse in Letterkenny and Pepe's in Bundoran. Loads of the messages were about the buses and where you would have to get the bus from to get there, but how much crack and messing there was on the way. Speaking of buses, I used to go to Jets a lot with my mates and we'd always get the bus back into Finglas Village.
Murder.
No, this is, we were totally anti-murder. We were the fucking nice guys.
Why is?
Yeah, but we used to think we were mad because as soon as we were starting to approach with Finglas from Jets, we'd all start going, the Mount Squad. And everyone just going, what the fuck are these talking about? And as soon as we jumped off the bus, eight of us would just pull our cacks down and mount the bus. Just mount the bus.
Full mount.
Yeah. And,
6 full mounts.
And then one night I wasn't there and two of my mates got arrested. And if it sounded like that at the mount.
Yeah. I'm the guard. Oxygen and Rubies were directly across the road from each other in Waterford City. Waterford is a great city.
Oh, I love Waterford.
So the promo teams would be trying to rob from the opposition's queue.
No way.
It's like a night in Bella Medina or something like that, yeah, down in Waterford.
Yeah, yeah. They're all trying to do each other, yeah. The Vortex at the County Club in Dunshockland was where we used to always go, grabbing concessions at the local, either the Rosie or the Hound before, and jumping on a bus out. The hot promo girls would go around all the pubs and we used to idolise them in their branded jackets. When I think of how sad we really were. And you weren't. That was a great time.
Ah, there was sadness.
We had so many great nights there, but I remember they got rinsed because they ran an ad on the radio that said it was 20 minutes from Grafton Street. I don't even think you could do it in 20 minutes in a helicopter. That's from Marguerite. Marguerite, you're very funny. Thank you for that.
Does a Vortex sound like something that you'd bleed and clean your jacks with?
Yeah.
Give us a tub of that Vortex there, Christine.
You can clean any stain with Vortex.
Vortex.
Then we're here. The tram company in Rathmines is where you graduated to.
Tramco.
Oh, Tramco.
Oh, there you go, Eric.
There we go.
One all.
Rathmines.
That's like the time now. You know what I mean? Tramco.
Tram company. That looks like company, doesn't it? Tramco. In Rathmines is where you graduated to from the Wes underage disco, which was in Donnybrook. Now, the Wesley is infamous for all the posh kids because that's where they have their first love, their first drink, and probably their first ride.
That's where Ralph and Lauren went to.
Absolutely. And then down the road, there was Night Owls in Ranelagh.
I was in there a few times, yeah.
In Night Owls?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I was indeed.
Did you have a hoot?
What time did you go home at? What time did you go home at? Tutu.
It was full of L ones. Oh my God, we're brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. People will be tweeting about that. Oh, hilarious.
I bet you we're the only three laughing at this moment in time. And everyone else is gone. Fucking eat.
Oh, that's the last time I've listened to that.
Where's them talking bollocks, lads? Putting them back.
And we used to go down the Howl of the Moon. Anyway.
Few messages in about Good Time Charlie's and Holt. Honourable mention to Good Time Charlie's and Holt. Treks in Greystones.
Good Time Charlie's and Holt was a big one for the North Siders, especially from Kewlock and all around that area. Kilbarrick.
And wasn't there a nightclub in Holt called Zenith?
What's
at the top of, because it was at the top of the hill. Zenith. Yeah. Like Zenith St. Petersburg.
That translated to your folks getting home, man. Yeah.
One way.
Yeah. You got speech impediment. What about Paparazzi in Dunleary?
Paparazzi. Club 92, a Leprestown racecourse. Tracy messaged to say it stank.
I went there to see the World DJ Championships in Club 92.
The World DJ Championships?
Yeah, it was on in there, sponsored by Club Orange all them years ago, yeah. And one of our own, who some people would know from an Irish rap band back in the day called Scary Era.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Mech, who I'm still friends with, who is still a mate of mine, and is still producing music. He was DJing there, and that was the time when DJing was DJing.
With vinyl?
Yeah, 1210s, Technique 1210s. Love and it. These fella were scratching like a bleeding rabid dog on the decks.
What's it? Rodeo Joe's in Churchtown.
Rodeo Joe's in Churchtown?
No. You were a drink and a hot dog going out the door.
Yeah, into the face.
Get out of here.
A dog full of petrol.
Club Sarah and Rat Farnham. And Chris remembers the slow set, but yeah, been called the erection section.
Pumping out dry ice.
Dry ice.
The Stillorgan gang have been on to us about Hollywood Nights. I remember Hollywood Nights. This place seems like the stuff of urban legends. I think we need to take a moment for the Bondi Beach Club in Stillorgan. Sand on the floor, right? And cocktails in coconuts and mad phone parties. Who needed Australia when you had this place in Stillorgan?
So we're going to go into the Dublin city centre scene now, Eric.
Listen, tell me. So who's this from?
This is from Jess.
Whoop, Jess.
Whoop, Jess. Jess is reminiscing about Club M. And I had a jacuzzi in the VIP here. I can just imagine blokes from Ballymun and Finglas going in there. You know, with the towels under their arms like the 80s.
Yeah, all right.
You're going out the door. Yeah. And your man's going, where are you going? I'm going to a nightclub.
I'm going to night, not dressed like that.
Don't hear. Wait, what, ma? Here, don't forget your goggles. A bleeding jacuzzi. Who in their right mind would get into a jacuzzi in a bleeding nightclub?
The bacteria in it, would
like, serious. And they'd bring over the stars from the soap and they'd hang out there.
Oh, they made a killing.
Like Imperial Leather and
all. Oh, they made a killing. Club M. Yeah. Is there any nightclubs out there still looking for soap stars?
Because we know. Get in touch. Yeah.
And they had deadly dancers in Club M on the podiums either side of the DJ box. And when the dancers would take their breaks, the girls, me included, would be beating each other out of the way to get up on the dance floor with all the fellas. So embarrassing looking back.
No, Jess, they're great memories. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You lived the life, Jess. Club M. Ooh.
Come here, it was actually classed as, it was like, you know, it was like a mating call, wasn't it? When you grew up on the dance floor, if you could throw a few shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you come out.
Well, that's why you got successful with the ladies.
I was a decent dancer. Like, I always was a good dancer.
You know what I mean? I have to be very drunk or confident to put off a few shapes. I'm not bad once I get going, but if I feel awkward, I dance like a da and I'm real stiff. But once I'm comfortable with people and wit, or I've had a couple of drinks, I'm gone.
Yup.
Over. I'm the best dancer you'll ever see.
Are you?
No.
We'll have a podium in here by next week.
Judges. We'll have a dance off.
Graham, say Eric.
Graham messaged us about the sin, nightclub sin, and the €50 wristbands. Like, what the absolute fuck? Imagine getting a night out with entry and a rack of drink for £50 and great DJs. Wouldn't happen now.
It would not. You wouldn't get a gargle for €50.
I know, yeah.
When you think about it.
When you think about it, you used to pay a fiver into the nightclub and you get a dinner and you pay €3 for a bleeding pint.
Oh. Think about it. And you get a coat. And what was on the coach on the Jets?
No, it was free. Once you paid for your ticket for Jets, you got a ticket for the bus as well. And your bleeding curry. And the scrap out in the car park. Right.
Oh, scraps, come here. I had to, it was a couple. Yeah, well, now it's good news only. Yeah, but the good news was I won the fight. I remember leaving there one night getting charged by a load of Comanches out of Finglas. And I swear to God, it was running. I was running through a field and there was bleeding cows running out of the way. I didn't know where I was.
Fireworks. Do you remember fireworks, Will?
Yeah, I do. I used to get them up the north every year. Because they were illegal. Do you remember the yellow one selling fireworks in in Moore Street years ago?
No.
Bang us a rocket.
That's pretty good news.
You'd go over and they'd bleed and they'd have the thing. They'd have all the stuff down their bra, the bangers and all. Do you not remember that? And they'd be smoking.
Oh my God.
The smoke fell. Because a lot of them women had a big chest, them street dealers.
Ample bosom, I think they call it.
They'd be bleeding like Al Qaeda if you dropped a cigarette down their bra. You'd gone up bleeding O'Connell Street.
Fireworks was beside Tara Street Fire Station and the Q Bar on O'Connell Street Bridge and Break for the Board. Break for the Board was a decent place now.
Break for the Board is still there.
Is it as a nightclub?
It's a hotel.
It's a hotel for sure. But is there a nightclub?
It's a venue, I think, Break for the Border as well.
Remember we had a nightclub for about 3 weeks in there. Or not a nightclub, a fucking comedy club.
Comedy club, yeah.
Dick's move. Six people came to it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They were all the staff.
Now there's eight. What about Marco there, Willa?
What about Marco? Marco says, I don't know how we ever let the Temple Theatre close. No club has ever come close since. That's what Marco was saying. I know MTV did an R&B lick party there.
What's a lick party?
I don't know. They were all probably licking the windows or something in the place.
R&B, like to go to a lick party.
Done a lick party thing there, but it was all about the dance music, really. I remember going to see Mario Picotto. He was a DJ there, and it was the best night of Marco's life.
Wow.
No. Who's Mario?
Mauro Picotto.
Mauro Picotto, can you helpful?
He's an Italian DJ. Techno.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's great.
Well, I tell you where I went one night, and I tell you, it was one of the best nights of my life, and the coach broke down on the way there as well. And it was a night that I went up to see DJ Sasha in Castle Bellingham in County Loud.
Yeah, it's just up the road.
And the road broke down on the bus. The bus broke down on the road. That's the way I felt. And we went up then and we seen DJ Sasha. What a night.
Can I tell me a little story about Temple Theatre?
You can tell what you want.
Double story.
Oh,
when you hear this one. So this the temple. He's after saying that the temple theatre. It's after remind me of something there. So my next door neighbour, he is a taxi man, but he used to do a bit of chauffeuring to the stars and all that, right? And back in the day, he was part of the chauffeuring party that brought Whitney Houston around Dublin. The last time she played here, God rest her soul, she was playing the Old Point, right? But they were having their after party in the Temple Theatre, and he said he was in the first limo.
Were they in the Temple Theatre?
Yeah, that's random, isn't it? So he was in the first limo. Whitney was in the second limo, right? He says, Eric, we pulled up to the Temple Theatre. He said there was red carpet, paparazzi everywhere. He said Whitney stepped out of the car, and she was wearing a full-length blue velvet cloak with the hood up, right? And he said she took it down slowly. He says, Eric, it was like time stood still. I've never seen anyone so stunningly beautiful in all my life. My jaw dropped. That's the beauty in front of my eyes. The paparazzi were taking pictures. She was smiling and waving. And out of nowhere, a lone voice from the Hardwick Street flats area broke the midnight sky and just went, Whitney, you're only a gay bag.
Yeah. Whitney, the icon.
Yeah.
No, Dublin, you've let us down.
Brilliant.
No.
That is brilliant.
Oh, stop. And Whitney go. All I kept thinking was Whitney going in, going, "What the hell's a gee bag?" And then all her hand was going, "That means they're a legend to me. Legend. They're a legend."
Yeah. Those are the best thing that ever happened to Dublin.
Oh, stop! That just made me laugh so much. It was so Dublin.
So Dave here says, "How are you, Will, Aaron, and Eric? I remember when Stringfellow was opening Parnell Street, and all the drama with the protesters outside and all. It only lasts for a few months in Dublin in the mid-noughties." I actually remember that.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy over it. I mean, you didn't see, there were, what was it, protect women and children or something outside? They didn't have them outside churches, did they?
No sleaze.
No sleaze.
No sleaze.
Do you remember when we called Pod Pricks on the Door? The Pod nightclub up in Harcourt Street.
I was never in the Pod.
Were you not?
No.
Oh, yeah, so such a like this. I'm actually, Jim, everyone smoking, slow sets, the fights, and walking home to Drumcondra from Jets. Jesus.
Jeez, that's
from Jets to Drumcondra is a bleeding walk, Jim.
I tell you, if you had your Apple Watch on doing that back in the day, you'd have got your steps in.
Oh, yeah, for the week. Yeah.
That's some walk, Eric. Think about it.
I mean, I wouldn't even walk the fingers.
And just to let Jim know, if you're listening, Jim, that pub literally only closed down last year.
Which one?
The Jets.
The Brock Inn, is it?
It's not called the Brock. It's called
Jets Nightclub. Helpful Hazel will sort this out.
Yeah, Jets Nightclub Pub. Just Jets Nightclub Pub. And see what happens.
Sam asked a valid question. Here, Willa. Why was there sawdust on the floor of the Blacker and Kulak?
Because you got butchered in there every Friday. That's why.
But you always hear those, you know, when people say, oh, I went to this pub.
It was for the blood when the bleeding mortar kicked off.
That's what I mean. But now, you never hear people say, oh, I was in this real old pub. It was a real spit and sawdust pub.
Yeah. The great thing about the Blacker was that you were searched for weapons going in, and if you hadn't got one, they gave you one.
Yeah, you might need this
pub. That's why the bleeding.
Even, it was even.
Yeah, exactly.
Give yourself a chance, a fighting chance.
Did you find out the name of that pub?
The Boot Inn.
That's the
Boot Inn. Yeah.
It used to have a soul week.
And that's only, closed recently.
It's only closed recently, yeah.
Wow.
Tell us how it is. When it closed.
Why it's closed?
When did the Boot Inn close? I think it was only last year, if I'm right.
24.
Well, it was not far off.
Not
the year
far
before.
Off.
Yeah, the Boot Inn. Yeah. Franny, is that now? And come here, I mean, that place was literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, it was?
It was, yeah.
But back at the airport, that's why it's called Jets.
So Sam here.
There was loads in about the castle and Fingless, which is legendary.
Oh, come here.
Loads
I never went to the castle, would you believe?
Oh, I did. I went a few times, yeah.
It was a banging rave, wasn't it?
The reason why I went to the castle. It was, come here. Castle was great.
Yeah.
No longer there anymore. Knocked down, gone.
Yeah.
Distant memory.
Apartments.
In the memory bank, yeah. Bottom line is, Eric, we would really love, it would be great if, you know, even if a nightclub in town, I'm just kind of putting it out there.
Had a night.
Before we wrap this up, because I think we've just took a dance down memory lane and brought
slow set.
All that kind of stuff with slow sets, the food at the places, trying to get
sticky carpets.
Things about, come here, there was no taxi apps, there was nothing. It was sometimes a mystery how you were getting home.
Yeah.
And some of them nights were the best nights that had ever happened.
Listen.
You know, like realistically, you go out with strangers, you go out and meet strangers and come home with friends. Like,
yeah.
You know.
But also that, you know, just before we wrap up as well, you remember also just brought back to me there, nightclubs, dark lights, and then at 2 o'clock, half two, the lights would come back on. And you're like, what did Jesus stay up?
Yeah. No, I meant you're me.
Me and Will are always laughing at one of the greatest funny moments in movie history is in what's the Bolan film again?
Kingpin.
And Bill Murray's in the cafe and he's looking over at these two and he goes, "Hey, you doing?" She goes, "Hey, not you." Yeah, so do you know what? Willow be right behind that. Did a good little campaign. Put on an Eric and Willa's nostalgic nightclub night.
Yeah, I know, like, you can get clubs that are saying, look at what putting on an 80s night, but put on the actual night. Get the chicken, get the chips, get whatever the it might be, a chicken curry that you're saving up. Get the ticket for going in, the pink ticket or whatever it was with your number for your coat.
Slow sets, bangers, rock. The whole shebang was played on a nightclub.
And the slow set. Bring back the slow set.
That's a staple of the old nightclub.
That's like, that was like the way people met.
Well, that was the reason people went for the slow set. Let's be honest.
I guarantee you now, you get a young flitting young one in their 20s and ask them to stand up and slow dance, they wouldn't have a clue what was going on.
Oh, I know. Because
I still slow dance with my partner.
Oh, will I?
Yeah, because we're not romantic.
What's your favourite song?
Well, it's
Superwoman. Supergirl.
No. For the modern day, it would be Jess Glynn, Take Me Home.
I don't know.
Would
that.
You take the
She'll have to.
It's a great tune.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love the slow set because it was the most romantic I've ever felt as a child. That sounds weird, doesn't that sound wrong?
No, it doesn't.
Most romantic as a child? What's wrong with you, Eric?
As a youth.
As a young boy.
As an adolescent, finding his feet in the world.
Yeah, DJ puberty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come here. Listen, you've just listened to episode 2 with myself, Will R. White.
And me, Eric Lawler.
And please do tune in for episode 3. And remember where to find us.
Yeah, on all the platforms.
All them.
Instagram. Follow us, like us, subscribe. Eric and Will R.'s House of Fun. It's the best podcast in town, you know it.
Thank you, Eric.